This is July 2013 in Philadelphia for Tesla Days. We're with Thomas Fetterman, an inventor. He's been very successful with his inventions. What are some of the inventions that you've put out on the market?
Well, my most important invention has to do with disability. I myself had polio when I was 8 years old, and I've been walking with crutches ever since then. And when I reached about 45 years old, my shoulders were so painful, I had to figure out a way to make my life easier. So I looked at sports shoes and gel padding and so forth, and from that I developed a gel-filled shock-absorbing crutch tip. And I have since manufactured that tip. I've made improvements in terms of wet slip resistance and so forth with that tip, and that's been the cornerstone of my business, which I developed around this single product. I have sold to this date millions of dollars worth of these tips to the long-term crutch user population, and I've also come up with gel-filled hand grips and padded cuff inserts, and now I actually have designed a whole crutch made out of titanium that is custom-built to the exact needs of the individual.
I notice that your products do tend to cluster around one population, and that looks like something that's contributed to your success. How does that relate to serve one population like that and be that focused? How does that help you?
Well, my belief is that if you can discover a long-felt need in an individual population that is not a crowded field of other inventors. For instance, I would not recommend you try to develop a new toothbrush because Procter & Gamble already has that market under control. And if you try to compete with big mega national organizations, your chances as an individual are very slim in getting a product to the market. If, however, you did what I did, which was you go to an underserved market like the disability market or a skateboard market or a lacrosse stick market, something that was specialized, then you have a chance to be recognized for your improvements on that technology. I also believe that it's very important to get involved in a market that you are very familiar with. You know, I once met a guy who invented a fishing lure, and he paid some an inventor support group, a for-profit group, I think somewhere around $25,000 to get their expertise. And in the end, the invention went nowhere. And when I asked him how many fish he caught with this lure, he said, "I've never caught a fish with it. I don't fish."
Wow.
And I said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, there's your first mistake." You know, don't go and invent something in a field you know nothing about, because the hardest part of invention is learning to define the problems effectively, and those problems are often very nuanced, and therefore you have to kind of walk in the shoes of the person who needs this product in order to understand what the best solution is going to be.
It's like they say in the process of being an author, write about what you know.
Exactly. You want to write about what you know. And also, there's a chance that you can learn more and more about that very specific field of invention. And like me, now I've become an expert on ambulation with crutches. And I'm recognized in the field not because I've done anything so overly dramatic, but it's because no one else has done as much as I have.
Slow and steady wins the race.
That's right, exactly.